The state Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that frozen human embryos belonging to a divorced couple can be destroyed, putting an end to a possession dispute that began in 2016. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
The case involved a husband and wife who agreed in 2011 to freeze embryos they created together at a fertility clinic. And they signed a contract at the time that said any remaining embryos would be destroyed should they get divorced. But when the time came, Timothy Goodwin changed his mind. He wanted to preserve the embryos to either use or give up for adoption. His ex-wife, Jennifer Bilbao, wanted the embryos destroyed, as outlined in the contract. And the case between them rose to the state's highest court. The Connecticut Supreme Court's ruling upheld the terms of the contract, allowing for the embryos to be destroyed. Catherine Kraschel is the executive director of the Solomon Center for Health Law and Policy at Yale.
What the court says today is that those agreements, which often amount to a consent form that you sign with your medical provider, are enforceable as to what actually happens with the embryos that are created.
The court avoided a judgment on Goodwin's argument that embryos have human rights, but did set a new legal precedent in Connecticut for future embryo possession cases. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.